Now, last week I spoke out of Mark, the 13th chapter. And this week I'm going to be back in Mark. Amen. Because I believe there's more to say. Last week we talked about the end times coming. We talked about that there was going to be this time where there's going to be wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes in various places, different types of things, and that's before the Lord comes back. But today I want you to know that God can come for you at any time.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. Because see, sometimes we sit back and we're sitting there and we're thinking, well, you know, wars and rumors of wars and da 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 like that, and it's been like that for years, but you don't understand. In Mark 13:32 it says, but of that day and that hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Only God knows. So then he says, take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. Now we're sitting there and we're still thinking of the last days, but I want to tell you that the same thing applies to your life. You know not the time, you know not the day, you know not the hour. Nobody knows but Jesus, but the Lord. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. When he called you, you're gone.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. You're gone. Now, you know, that might sound like it's like a period at the end of a sentence. Amen. And it is. Because it's stated and it's the way it's been for all time. When God calls you, you're gone. Two people, amen, two people that I read about in the Bible that didn't see death. One was Elijah, amen. And the Bible told him, go over there and watch for the chariot. Amen. Amen. And he knew that something was going to happen, but still it was that watch. Amen. That was a watch and a praying man. Amen. So you know what he didn't do? He didn't see death. Another one was Enoch. Amen. And the Bible said he was and was not. Amen. It said because God took him.
Yes.
But us, amen, are you a friend of God? Who are you?
All right now, say it.
Because see, Enoch, please God.
Yes, he did.
365 years.
Yes.
He pleased God. Yes. Now, it took all that time to be pleasing to God for him to take him up. Yes. We don't even have that many years, and we can't please him 10.
All right, now, say it. Come on.
We can't please him 5.
Well.
We can't please him 2. You know why? Uh-huh. We can't please him 1. You know why? Because when the 1 year, you say, I'll please him next year.
Uh-huh. All right.
Amen. Amen. We even say that with weeks. Right. Amen. Well, you know, I'm going to get my life together next week.
Yeah.
Amen. Let me tell you something. Tomorrow. Amen. Psalm said, I give my life tomorrow. Yeah. I thought about today, but it's so much easier to say tomorrow.
Yeah.
Amen. And see, we'll sit there and we'll say, well, you know what? God knows my heart. Why do you think he sent Jesus? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him, when? Tomorrow? No, today.
Yes, Lord.
Should not perish, but have everlasting life. So he said, take ye heed, watch and pray. Now I sit there and I was thinking about, and we studied it in Bible study, that watch, you got to be alert to the fact. You know, be alert. Amen. How am I going to be alert that God might come and take me? Because I read in the Bible. Amen. I'm not my own. I don't belong to me.
All right. Come on, say it.
He gave me this time. It's a gift that he gave me. Now, you know, y'all know that I used to be a nurse. And I remember this young girl came in, and she had tried to kill herself. And I was so mad at her. I was mad because in the Bible it says that your life is a gift.
Yes, it is.
Now, if your life is a gift, what you doing when you take it and you trying to take it? You taking the gift. I don't want your gift. Throw it back at the Lord. Remember Kathy? Kathy used to do it all the time on a regular. Amen. And all the time talking about, I want to go see Jesus. Well, you know, she used to say that all the time, trying to kill herself so she'd go see Jesus. What does that call, an oxymoron or something? Amen. What a contradiction. Amen. You know what the best thing that I could do is I can live my life with the abundance. That's the best thing that I could do for the Lord. You know why? Because then I become a testimony. It's not just an abundance in things, it's an abundance of life. Amen. You see a mountain you think is pretty, go up and climb it. Go see what's up there. You see a rainbow, you're talking about, oh, there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. You ever been at the end?
All right,
now. Amen. Are you just sitting there looking at it? I'll tell you something. I walked over there one day. Amen. I wanted to see for myself. Thought about digging. All that light shining right there. See, you could do whatever you want to do. I told y'all, I went on a boat, jumped off the boat. I won't never do it no more, but I could tell you I did it. In my lifetime, I jumped off the boat. About killed myself, but I did it. I have that experience, and I could tell you about it. Amen?
Amen.
And then in 34, it says, for the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Amen. So now, who are we but servants? See, that's why I tell you, if you read in the Gospels and you look at Paul recognized who he was. He began his sermon with, I, Paul, a servant unto God. I, Paul, a prisoner. I, Paul, but he always said who he was. Now, if I'm a servant and I'm the servant that it's talking about in here, the one thing that I see is that he gave authority to me. Mm-hmm. That's what the word said, and this is written in red. Mm-hmm. So if I have authority, what is my authority to do? I have authority, you have authority. But we need to be telling somebody about Jesus. Amen. You see a person walking with no hope. You ever said, you know, Jesus loves you? Let me tell you, you know, and I know I told this story before, but there was a man that was walking in the street. He didn't have no home. He didn't have no place to go. He lived in an old cardboard box. Now you know, it might sound like it's a far-fetched story, but when we were in Barstow, I knew a lady that lived in a cardboard box. And the lady's box was protected by the police, but she lived there. But this man lived in a cardboard box, and oh, long time he started getting more discouraged and more discouraged because he lived in this box. He didn't always have the food. He didn't have the things that he thought he wanted. Winter came and nobody had a coat drive, amen, or a blanket drive, and so he was cold, and he was living in there. And one windy day, he was sitting there just all upset, and a piece of paper blew in there and it said, Jesus loves you. And he opened the little booklet and it said, give your heart to the Lord. Amen. And you can have an abundant life. Amen. He said, well, I want that. So he went, he got up, and the old man couldn't walk very well, and he was walking little crooked and just kind of stumbling his way, but he came upon a big, fine church. And this big, fine church had these big, fine stairs that led up to it, steps. So he pulled himself up to the steps, and he got up there at the top, straightened himself out, wiped himself off, And he said, I'm going to accept Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
So he went into the church, and the pastor sitting up on the pulpit, because you know we high. And the pastor sitting up on the pulpit did his little signals to the usher. Amen. Say, Johnny, get him out. Amen. So those old ushers came over there, one on each side, say, so you can't come in here.
Wow.
He said, but all I want to do is give my heart to the Lord. Say, son, sir, you can't come in here. Wow. So they took him and they took him out. But the man wasn't satisfied because he wanted this abundance. He wanted life. So he came back in, and he thought, he came in a little quieter, and he came and he sat by Mother Maple. Amen. And Mother Maple, she gave this little signal to Johnny and said, get him away from me. Amen. Amen. And so Johnny came up, and he took the man. He said, sir, you can't sit by her. That's the mother of the church. And you sitting next to Mother Adams too? No, no, no. Amen. So he took the man, and they took him, and this time they threw him down the stairs. And so the man was laying down at the bottom of the stairs looking up. And he was looking up, and he began to say, he said, Lord, all I wanted to do was give my heart to you. He said, why won't they let me in? And he heard a voice from heaven and said, I don't know, son, they won't let me in either. Amen. Because see, a lot of times God is not allowed to come in our churches. God is not allowed in the church, because when God comes in a place, the place changes. Amen. It stops being a place where people come in and they're having a fashion show. Amen. Or they trying to outdo the other person, or out speak the other person. Amen. But it starts being this place that people don't want to be. Well, I want to tell you something. God don't dwell in that.
Amen.
That's not what he's after. If he's no respecter of persons, I can have whatever I want. If I want it bad enough, I have God who has all power. Don't you think he can teach me?
Amen.
Y'all thought I was going to say it's going to fall out the sky. See, I don't believe that. But I believe he gives us all the same ability.
Yes.
But he also gives us all responsibility. Y'all remember that?
Amen.
Then in 35 it says, watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at even or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And see, that's where the church is today. I say, wake up! Amen. The church is asleep. The church, and I'm not talking about this church, I'm talking about the universal church of God, is sleeping.
Amen.
We feel safe and secure because we walk through a door. Let me tell you something. Before we came in here and put furniture, this was a warehouse. Guess what? It's still a warehouse with furniture.
Amen.
Amen. Watch ye therefore, you know not the day. You don't know the time when God is going to call you away. When he's going to say, like this is a twinkling of an eye and you gone. Amen. You know, I read in the on Facebook, I was looking for something else, but I saw Steve Courtney.
Steve Courtney.
One of them Courtneys. Died. A young man. Watch ye therefore. Watch you. Watch. You don't know when God is going to require you to come. This might sound like a depressing message, but it should be one of hope.
Well,
because I'll tell you something, if you're where you need to be in the Lord, then you are not going to a nothing, you're going to a something.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen. 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 You know, and I wonder, and you know, like I said, I'm not going to keep y'all all day, but I wanted to read this to you because I just thought it was so pertinent. But in Mark 12:38, it says, and he said unto them in his doctrine, beware. Now, you know, I know I'm going backwards.
It's all right.
But if Jesus thought to tell you to beware, and then when you read it, he didn't say beware of monsters and vampires,
well,
witches and warlocks. That ain't what he said.
No.
Amen. But he said beware of the scribes.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Which love to go in long clothing.
All right.
I guess I better shorten this one. Amen.
Amen.
And it says, and love salutations in the marketplaces. So you know what? You beware of those people that want to be seen. That's what it's talking about.
Yeah.
See, a lot of times we're looking at something, but we don't really understand what it's talking about.
Yeah.
So I want to tell you, beware of people that stand up and beat on their chest and talk about who they are. Amen. Amen. They want to be seen.
Yeah.
But you know what? There's a warning. Beware of them.
Yeah.
And then it says, and the chief seats in the synagogues and the uppermost rooms at feast. Now, these are the preachers sitting up on the high place. That's what it's talking about, amen, in today's language. You beware of, isn't that right?
That's,
but you see, I was telling this person that came, I said, you know, I said, these people, I said, I don't get it. If I wear purple, you go tell me I shouldn't be wearing it because the bishop got it on. Well, let the bishop wear something different.
Amen. 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 Come on. Come on.
Just because you got a title called bishop don't make you no different than me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. No different from anyone out in the seats. Let me tell you something else I have a problem with. All of these big people that want to be seen in the marketplace, I'm just going back to the Bible. The only thing they don't want to do is have anything to do with the people. Want to tell me how that's holy?
Come on now.
Want to tell me how that's of God? Want to tell me if you know, they come, somebody come and ask them, I need to talk to you. Well, my hours are next week between 10 and 12. But my problem is today. Well, call my office and make an appointment. Well, sir, I'm so depressed, I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, call my office. See if they can get you in on the first day of next week.
Well,
because we've come too far. We've come so far from holiness. Amen, amen. You know, remind me, I don't know if any of you seen that movie, Lucy. Amen. Did you notice the people started out as a monkey? Amen. Remind me of that. How far did you come? Because I'm going to tell you something. We done turned back into monkeys. Amen. Sitting over there doing them little thing. Amen. Amen. I was sitting there and I said, wait a minute. I wasn't never no monkey. I might not have had a whole lot of intelligence, but I wasn't never no monkey. Do you know I didn't evolve from no gorilla? Amen. No orangutan, no none of them, and I didn't climb out of the sea as a slug. Amen. Because you know what God said? it says that he created.
Yes, he did.
He created man. He didn't say he created monkey.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. Now I want to ask you another question. If I came from a monkey and it was evolution, how long man been here and what monkey did you see turn into a man?
Never.